Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, and something really strange has happened this week. I'm in a really good mood, and Chris is a little bit sad. So
I'm not sad.
This never happens.
I'm not sad. I'm just a little bit tired.
Okay.
A little bit tired. You are, at the moment, boiling hot all the time, like craziness, and I am freezing cold. And you said last
What's
night...
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's got to do with the fact that I didn't sleep well last night. Because you said to me last night, oh, just wear like long pajama pants and a top. It's fucking like going to bed in a boiler suit. I've never done that before and I'll never
do
it
sorry,
again.
I'm sorry, I cannot get away with the, I'm really cold in bed. Well, put some clothes on.
In bed? Clothes? Rosie, why not put me fucking coat on while I'm out there? And me hat and me gloves and lie in bed fully fucking kitted out for winter?
I'm good, mate. I love nothing than being fully clothed in bed.
Horrendous.
Socks the lot.
Honestly, I felt like I had to go. I walked in the middle of the night. I felt like I had to be somewhere. I was like, what's going on?
It was job a horrible interview.
I've got a fucking job. I've got an appointment here. Like, I hated it. But we've got like two duvets. We've got a normal duvet. Then there's another like show duvet, which I just love having on top because it's get heavy and it weighs you down, and I love it. And I had to take all my pajamas off.
You'd love a weighted blanket, wouldn't you?
Oh, would I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chris, yes, your weighted blanket.
No, I don't know what they're for.
And you dummy.
I don't know. Is that what they're for?
No, I genuinely think they're for anxiety.
I bloody love a dummy. I googled adult dummies once. I did. And, I'll be honest with you. It was a lot of bondage-based stuff. I wasn't happy.
I did
a quick clear of the history after that.
Right, good.
Didn't like it at all.
Good, I'm glad.
So yeah. Guys, welcome. It's episode 93. Thank you so much for coming and returning and all that stuff. We always say it, but we genuinely mean it. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe and all of that. And before we go any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
93 of them.
This week's... I think I skipped a couple, but yeah, you're right. Gosh. This week's sponsor is... Going from lockdown straight into tier 3.
Oh!
Do you know what's the difference? Not really. Cool.
No different at all.
It's the COVID equivalent, right? Of getting on a plane to go on holiday and they're pissing down rain and then getting to Spain and it's pissing down as well. It's literally that, isn't it? It's fucking thunder and lightning here and all. Happy days. Should have stayed in the house.
The only difference for us is you can go to the shops now.
You can go to the shops.
But the only thing that I used to really enjoy about a little shopping experience was, you know, a cup of coffee on my way around.
Well,
can't be doing that.
Take a flask. Next one, I'll fix the next one for you. Fixed it. It's all about positive, upbeat.
All right.
Come on, I'm trying. In this moment,
right,
I've done it on the fly.
What about, you've got a queue outside of the shops because it's busy.
Take a flask.
Right.
Come on, next one.
Take a cap and busk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, wear all of your pyjamas that you normally wear for bed if you're fucking cold.
Yeah.
Wear them outside.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. And your flask, put your hands on your flask.
Great.
Next one.
Okay, well, that was kind of my only problem.
Okay, well, we've sorted that.
Right, great.
I'm just sad. It's just
sad. Come on, I'm all right.
I'm just tired. I don't know what it is. Again, it's because I try to sleep in a boiler suit. I'll be all right.
Right. Well, let's just sleep in separate beds tonight. Oh, we haven't got a spare room anymore.
No spare room anymore because you decided to get knocked up. Selfish.
Oh, what a slag. Right, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Hope you're all okay in these grotty little times.
Aye, and if you tell you if you listen to this now, is there any tier ones in the country? Is no one in tier one? Is everyone
in
tier
two? Yeah, Isle of Wight. And a couple of other little places.
Done. Isle of Wight, Medina Theatre. I'll see you very soon. Not soon enough, though.
Yeah.
Enjoy your tier one, you bastards. Enjoy spitting on each other or whatever it is you're
doing.
You
studied on the test, didn't you?
Oh, my God, I miss it. I miss spitting on
you do realise why we're in tier three, though, don't you?
Why?
I mean, they keep saying that the cases are high and that, but they know that we like a drink. And they know that we, if they let us out, we will be out hugging and kissing and just getting in each other's grills. Yeah. So that's why.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Anyway.
Tier two, well done to yous. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your pints and that.
And your Scotch egg.
Did I tell you, I did it. So I did a gig last week, weirdly. Uh-huh. I did like a corporate gig on a... I had to go to a TV studio and it was filmed and it was zoomed out to the people from the company, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I spoke to one of the dads at the... when I was dropping Robin off at school,
mm-hmm.
and I said to him, he said, how was the gig? Because I told him the day before, and I said, I talked about something about the gig. And I said, I was having a beer afterwards, and I swear to God, the fucking, like, the almost joy, but, like, sort of, I don't know, I can't really describe it, was sort of the lust in it. Yeah, the lust's the best word I can give you, the lust in his voice. I had a beer afterwards, he went, did you have it out of a pint glass? I went, what? He went, did you have your beer out of a pint glass? Was it a bar? Oh, no, it was from a bottle from the fridge. He went, no, all right. But he was like, honestly, I was like, oh, mate, I know.
It's funny, isn't it? Because when you think back of all the years of, like, being out at Christmas and when you have to queue at the bar, it's always really awful. But now I'm really craving it.
Oh, God, absolutely. What is it? Is the Wham Christmas song, Last Christmas?
Last Christmas,
Well, I listened to it the other day and it's... crowded room, friends with tired eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, crowded room? When? Where? Are they all bubbled?
Listen, it's getting back there. Today was announced, it's Wednesday when we're recording this. Today was announced that there could be a new vaccine rolled out as early as next week. So let's be positive. Positive pants are on.
Oh, I can't wait to get that injected right in me dick. It's going to be great.
In your dick?
That's where they put it, isn't it?
What?
They put the
vaccines.
It's got to be injected in your dick, I heard.
You're right.
I'm not getting it if it's not in the dick. I'm not having this. I'm not having 2020 give me another slap.
I think I preferred you're tired.
I've woke up now. There's nothing you can do. Hey, I tell you what, the bloody fuss and the hassle I got last time I went for my flu vaccine and they wouldn't do it in my dick, there was hell on.
Why is this happening?
Oh,
like, stop. Anyway, speaking of Christmas, Smars and Daz, we need your help. We are going to be doing two Christmas episodes because we have a Christmas episode planned that's coming out on the 18th, but we also didn't realize that we have an episode coming out on the 25th, actual Christmas day.
Merry Christmas to all.
Why not? We thought we'd just
you boy, what day is today?
It's Christmas.
There's a podcast coming out. See, I'll do that on the morning.
Was that Scrooge?
I was supposed to be. I'll start it like that.
Okay, great.
I'm tired.
Please don't. Fucking shut up. Anyway, Smaz and Daz, we would like your Christmas questions, your Christmas stories, your disgusting Christmas one-night stands. Tell us everything. shagmaradenoid@gmail.com.
Christmas one-night stands.
Christmas one-night stands.
Christmas... silent one night stands.
Why silent?
Silent night
stands. Chris, I think you should go
the night,
back
the
to
night
sleep.
Before Christmas one night stands.
All of it.
All
Let
of
us
them.
shagmaradenoid@gmail.com. Thank you so much in advance.
Put Christmas or something in the subject title or festive or something so that I know what to look
Christmas.
For. Yeah. Although I'll not be looking for the rosy one.
Just gotta wait till the end. Fall on your knees.
I mean, we've still got guys doing the bathroom, so God knows what they think's happening.
Oh, hear the angel voices.
This is painful.
Oh, this
is horrible. It's like living with meatloaf. I knew I'd get you.
Imagine living with meatloaf. I bet he just kicks off all the time.
I imagine it'd be really good or really bad. I don't think there'd be a middle ground. No offence. No offence, Mr. Loaf.
It would just be really long. He was my tab break. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I must have told you this.
No.
When I worked at Pontins and someone put meatloaf on the karaoke, I was like, tab time. Because the song's like 5 minutes long. That's, like a bat out of hell, I'll
that's
be gone.
The scummiest thing
when
I've
had
heard.
My tab.
Meatloaf is tab time. Would there be some kind of Pavlovian condition? If I put meatloaf on now, would you weirdly just want a tab?
Yeah, honestly, you never know.
When you hear
possibly.
Meatloaf, do you want one? But we'll not have one while you got the baby.
Okay. We'll wait till the baby's
we'll take,
out.
Take old Loafy off the playlist.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, do you remember last week, Chris, when somebody messaged in asking if you were a dick and all that? Do you remember?
I do remember it, yeah. I mean, I honestly thought we were past it, but I'm so glad you bring it up again.
No, well, I was like, right, okay, I vouched for you not being a dick in real life.
Why? Sorry. We're acting like it was like, I'm, you know, when someone's on a fucking Leveson inquiry or something on the news. Like, this
character
is just
witness.
One person said they heard I was a dick and they emailed and you happen to see that email, but you're acting like it's the fucking, you know, like it's a full-on inquiry.
Well, I had you back. Jesus. I'm just saying I had you back.
Of course you had me back.
I thought I'd ask Robin his opinion of you.
Sorry.
Your son. Oh, I thought man. I'd ask Robin's opinion of you because I thought, you know what, it's from the word of, is it from the mouth of babes and all that
right.
stuff? Do you want to hear what he said?
You didn't see his daddy a dick, did you?
No. No.
Right, okay.
Of course I didn't.
Okay, go on then.
Can you do us a favour?
What?
Don't say that.
Mysteries.
I know you don't have to do Robin's mysteries.
Can you say the
best things about daddy? What do you like about daddy?
Because he poos on the shed.
What?
That's a good attribute.
So, I'm just going to warn you now, he actually has nothing positive to say about you
I
at all.
I poo on the shed? I've never pooed on the shed. This is slander?
It gets a bit worse.
I pooed on the shed?
It gets worse.
What the hell?
Right.
I'm
genuinely
shed.
Now worried to leave you and him alone.
I'm proud
of
that
of
shed.
Because of some of the stuff he said. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because he weighs in his hair.
I weigh in my own hair?
Good talent there. Yeah.
And he weighs... on the telly.
Right, well, these
sorry.
Are untrue. Say something nice about him. What do you like about Dad?
Well, he poos on the Lego.
But something that doesn't involve where your poo.
His butt shapes as a triangle.
Can you say anything nice about Dad?
Well, he builds the Lego like a poop man.
Robin,
what
is
well, he builds the Lego brilliant.
Right, there you are. That's
nice.
Anything else? Is that it?
And he, cuts your hair forever until it come off.
What the hell?
Well, that didn't go as I planned. I thought you were going to say something nice about him.
My daddy punches the daddy.
Does not.
My daddy kicks the telly.
Robin's doing no he
My
does
daddy
not.
Kicks the computer. My daddy kicks the lamp.
Right. Are these true? Is this what happens when I'm not here? Does daddy just go around kicking everything?
Yes.
Oh this goodness. Is ridiculous.
Kicks your face.
Oh, right. You've and gone go. Too far. No, I feel like you've gone too far. You've took this and you've run away with it. And I'm reeling you back in. Catch this rope, reeling you back in. Come on. What do you like about me?
I'm not
me?
Even coming in.
What do you like about me?
I'm not even coming in the house.
What do you like about me? Nothing.
I'm flying. I can't even hear you.
Then fly downstairs and get ready for school. See you.
So that's as far as I got.
At least you made some stuff up about me. You just fucking avoided your question.
Absolutely did not answer. And I'm just a little bit worried that he's going to go to school and tell his teachers that you kick everything. What's that about?
Honestly, I'm not bothered about the kicking everything. I'm not even bothered that much about the pooing on the shed and that. But bum shaped like a triangle, I'm not having that right. I can't have him telling people that. Bum shaped like a triangle. One, why am I getting my bum out all the time? Two, what's how? They'll be thinking I'm wearing padding in my pants and that.
It's from Strictly.
Really?
I'm joking. No, I don't know.
Right, my posture was a fucking clip, to be fair.
It was.
Oh, well. God. I would never poo on that chair. I'd probably enjoy that chair. How dare he?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
My beef with
you. I can't imagine you have one, because I have been delightful recently.
Think again. not yesterday, possibly yesterday, the day before. I was running my bath downstairs, as we'll have to, because the bathroom's still not finished. Busy getting finished, actually, as we speak upstairs, the bathroom is. Ran myself a nice little bath. You came in, even though we got a toilet upstairs, for a wee. We turned into a poo. So you just basically had a nice little poo for me. While I was about to have my bath. Bath's there, sitting, running. You go in, drop your bait, and then you left.
No.
I was raging.
Right, okay.
Chris, I'm really sorry. Just toilet upstairs. Oh, sorry. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Right.
Enjoy this, by the way, while you're having your bath. Yes.
I have been constipated for a few days, and I genuinely didn't think it would come.
Yeah, good.
It's like Christmas morning. sitting on that toilet.
2020's been different. Christmas morning is just a big box of shit. wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you might as well have shat directly in the bath, is what
no,
I'm saying.
No, I'm really sorry. And I did apologise profusely.
Oh, yeah, while shitting. To be perfectly honest here.
I do remember saying, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm
sorry.
So sorry.
Sorry about this, kid. Really sorry about this, sorry. Sorry, I didn't feel it. I didn't think it was going to come. Sorry about that. Enjoy your bath. What you got in there, is that redox? Is it redox? Are you going in there?
I opened the window.
Oh, I'm brilliant. Why not?
And then I washed my hands in your bath.
Yeah,
I like doing that.
You actually did.
I'm sorry. I'll try not to do it again. It just came. I couldn't help it.
Well, I forgot that you did. You did just wash your hands in my bath. It was so invasive. The whole thing was so invasive. I hated it.
Sorry. It's the baby. The baby.
Stop blaming the baby.
Couldn't help it.
Oh, what's anyway. Your beef?
Okay, I've got a couple of them.
Oh, great.
I'm going to do them both.
Really?
Well, you've just told everybody that I had a poo.
Oh, because no one knew. Everyone thought you were saving them up.
Do I never do. Never, ever do. Just talk
about
everyone
else's. She's not pregnant. That's 34 years worth of shit. Because she's never had one.
I've lost 16 stone. In a day. Okay. Right, this one. This really pissed me off last week.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I missed this out last week, but I'm doing it this week. Do you remember last week when there was dishes to be washed or the dishwasher needed to be filled? And you said, you actually said to me.
I hate it when you do these ones.
You said, I could not believe what I was hearing. You said, oh, Rosie, I'll get these out the way for you and I'll get these done for you. Like you don't live in the house with us. Like you are my father visiting, doing us a favour of washing the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you taking the mick?
I hate when you put
I'll
these
get these
ones.
Out the way. No, it's not sexist.
You try and make us out like I'm a pig, like I'm a chauvinist pig.
But what? I'll get these out the way for you.
Because they weren't in your way.
They weren't in my way at all.
Doing
they were on
stuff.
The side of the sink, Chris.
Well, my point was,
you
right?
use them. Just as much as I do. Why are they my property? Why are they my responsibility?
So my point was, you were pottering on in the kitchen doing stuff, right?
I was
so
cooking.
In my
cooking.
Yeah. You were cooking, so I was moving them out of the way for you, right?
No.
And I was getting them out
it was the for you. If you'd have just took them off.
Right.
Do you know what? You don't have to tell us. Do you know if you want to wash the dishes or fill the dishwasher?
No, I have to tell you because I need the praise.
No,
I have to tell you because I need you to know that I've done the thing.
We spoke about that before.
Yeah, I need you to know I've done the thing. I need my gold star.
Oh.
But I'm saying, like, I'll get them out of the way for you. It's because you are currently in the kitchen, occupying the kitchen space. So it's like, you don't have to do them, by the way. I'm going to do them for you. But it's not a sexist thing. It's not like,
I'm sorry.
It's not a sexist thing. You make it sound like I'm like, well, hey, you know, a woman, you know how your job's normally dishes. Hey, I'll do it for
you.
You're welcome.
I didn't bring the sexism into it at all. I didn't at all. This has got nothing to do with being male or female. Mm. This has all got to do with you being a complete wanker and just expecting me to do the dishes.
Can we go back to it being a sexist thing? Because I'm better with it being sexist than with it to do with me being a complete wanker.
It's just you being a wanker. Oh. I'll get these out the way for you. You've done it with washing before as well.
Right.
You've gone, I'll put these in the washing machine for you.
Right, because it's because when I do it, right, I assume that you're about to do it. So I'm like, look, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Right, okay then.
Right.
Well done.
Right.
So
See, was that hard?
No, I'm taking the piss. That's like, because you've been dropping Robin off at school in the morning, which has been very
for
nice.
For you.
Oh, see? Yeah. Right, listen, well, there you go.
You're welcome. No. You are welcome.
That's like me going, Chris, I'll drop the bin off for you.
Yeah?
I'll do it for you.
You. What a lovely thing to
no,
do.
No, you absolutely wouldn't.
Because I've been doing it non-stop for you. So if you then do it for me, that's great. Hey, I'm glad we sorted that. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. As Rosie said earlier on, your Christmas dilemmas and disasters and all of that stuff and stories will be greatly appreciated over the next couple of weeks. Thank you in advance. But, you know, keep sending your other non-Christmas related things if something pops to your head. It is just a joy to read all of your stuff, and I'm about to get a fucking face full of it now because Rosie's done the questions.
Yeah,
and
better
I can just chill.
Get that lube on.
Come on. Oh, no.
Lube yourself.
Oh, she said
up.
They're going to be filthy as well, so that's exciting.
There is. Okay, yeah. You've built it up now. There might not be.
Well, they might get cut out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I wanted to send you my story, which since it happened has become a running joke amongst myself, family and my friends. Mm. When I was younger, I used to live in Dublin. And one day, whilst I was walking alone down a fairly busy street, I suddenly felt like I was being followed.
Oh.
There was a man walking near me who seemed to slow down when I slowed down and speed up when I sped up.
Right.
The footpath was quite wide, so he wasn't very close to me, but I subtly tried changing my pace a few times, and yes, I was definitely being followed. Okay. Can I just interject here?
Mm-hmm.
This ends up being quite a funny outcome, but if you're ever being followed, do you know what you've got to do?
What?
You've got to turn round and ask them for the time.
Really?
Yeah. So you've literally got to turn round and go, excuse me, can I have the time? Or, excuse me, are you following? Like, you've got to confront them. You've got to turn around, confront them before they get too close to you. Apparently, like, 8 out of 10 times, they shit the pants and they run away.
Wow.
So there you go.
Because it takes the control out of them, out of their hands.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I got told that when I was at school, when a police officer came to school.
Okay.
So there you go.
Maybe check that that's still up to date.
Do you think it'll have changed?
Possibly. You've probably 20
years later.
Probably got asked them for the fucking Wi-Fi password or something now. I don't know. Excuse me, can you set up a hotspot on your phone for us? Can I fuck?
It was mid-afternoon and there were quite a few people around, so I wasn't too worried about it. So I just tried to ignore him as best I could. There was a lot of traffic on the road, so when I came to a pedestrian crossing, I had to stop and wait. I noticed at that point that the guy who had been following me got quite close to me.
Oh.
We'd only been waiting there for a few seconds when he suddenly got even closer to me, and then he turned his back towards me, aimed his arse right at me, and farted at me.
Sorry! What the fuck? What?
Says, yes, he bloody well farted right on me. It was one of those really loud ones, so everyone around me heard it. I have no idea what he did next because it gave me such a fright that I actually screamed and ran across the road, scarred for life.
What the fuck?
I just feel like this is like a fetish thing.
Right.
So that bloke's probably been walking along, right, and he's thinking, I need to fart. And he loves farting on people, and he's just thought, oh, look at her. I'm going to fart right
the phantom farter.
Yeah. And he's just gone over and thought, this is me chance.
That is that, I mean, it's hilarious, but it's actually really horrible.
Oh, it's awful.
Like, how much have you felt?
I mean, this it's a kind of thing, though, right, where you would at the time be really horrified, but you couldn't help but laugh at that.
Yeah.
Later on in life.
Well, I mean, farts are hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. Like, it's one of them things where you'd probably see it in the paper. Weeks later, it'd be like, he was a murderer, but that's how he started kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Don't say
no,
that.
You would. You'd see it in the paper. You'd be like, well, he started out, you know, small time farting on strangers in the street, and then he, you know, graduated to chopping people's heads off. Like,
oh.
No, do you know what I mean? But first thing my brain goes to is, I mean, have you ever, like, try to hold a fart for a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about he's walking. She says she's walking along for a while and she's slowing down and she's stopping and he's doing the same. So he's either brewing one up or he's got it.
It's ready to go.
And he's waiting for it to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have shot himself, to be fair. He's playing with fire here. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever, like, I know, well, I was going to say, have you? I know you have. You've pumped on me before. It's a thing you've done.
Excuse me? I don't know what you're talking about.
Shat in me bath.
I didn't shit. Shat in me bath. In the bath. It was just a meter away.
Social distance, shit in me bath. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you can hold it and sometimes you can lose it. I wonder how many times he, like, lost the thought. It went back up inside him and he had to just keep walking.
Well, before lockdown, there's a lot of people on the streets. Mm-hmm. He's probably been knocking out sneaky ones all the time. Imagine his walks to work.
I just can't. I don't know how I'd react if I was just standing and someone just put their arse on us and farted. I just can't get my head around it.
I genuinely would be really upset.
Yeah.
I would be really upset, especially because, like she said, she thought she was being followed. And then I would be so upset. But then probably 5 years later, I would laugh.
Busy street during the day. The balls on this fella.
The arse on this fella.
the anal capacity for gas on this fella. Unbelievable.
Do you think you might, like, carb up the night before? If like, just be like, right.
Turnip.
Tomorrow.
Root veg. Yeah. Loads of root vegetables.
Cabbage.
Parsnips. Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Like, psyching himself up. No.
It's just the worst. Like, honestly, I'd probably rather, if I was walking along with a bag, I'd probably rather someone snatch my bag than fart on us in the street, I think.
Do you think? Would you rather be mugged?
Not mugged, not hurt, but if someone just grab me phone, you know how they can come past and just grab your phone out of your hand. I honestly, hand on heart, think I'd rather someone just took my phone out of my hand than farted on us in public. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if I was at a crossing in a busy street and someone just farted on us and then like either ran away or stood. It would be even worse if they just stood there. Because... Just what do you do? Like, if they're just like that, and then they turn around and they're looking at you, and you're just standing there going, "The fuck, man! Did you just fart on me? Like, what the fuck? Like, and then if you hit them, if you punched them or shoved them, and they like fall over and hurt themselves, you can't stand up in court and go, "Well, Your Honor, he farted on me leg at that Pelican Crossing, so I just punched him in the mouth." You'd get done.
Imagine if he did it and then turned around and looked at you and went, "Excuse me?"
What, blamed you?
Just, I don't know.
I just said, beg your pardon. Beg your pardon. Yeah, beg your pardon. Ooh, sorry about that. Well, you didn't have to aim it at us. Well, looked like you'd appreciated it. Honestly, if you smacked someone for farting on you in the street, if you punched them in the face, you'd get done. Broken Britain. That's broken Britain right there, I tell you what.
Claims culture.
Honestly, claims culture right there. But hey, that might be it. You know these people who jump on, they're on their bicycles and they just jump on static cars?
Yeah.
But you see, they've got a dash cam, so they kind of go, that might be the thing.
They are, by the way,
people to get yourself punched.
They are the most hilarious videos. Have you ever watched one?
But every time I watch one, I just think, how many poor people have these people done it to who don't have a dash cam?
Yeah, that is very true.
A dash cam's not it's not a properly common thing.
No, not at all. Scumbags. Pure scumbags.
Horrible.
I watched one when a bloke did it, and it was the worst fall ever. I was like,
it's when they back the bike up,
pathetic.
They turn on the back and all that, and then they like throw themselves on, like they're jumping backwards onto a fucking trampoline.
Absolute, like GCSE drama level. It was shocking. Terrible. Yeah. And then, so he did it, got up, and then took a screen grab of the license plate.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you cheeky little twat.
Yeah.
Terrible crack, that, like.
Awful patter. Again, probably rather that than a fart. I'd probably rather that than drive
by
a fart.
No, I would rather have a fart.
I wonder if this guy's ever done it out of a van. Just pulling up next to someone and just hanging his arse out of his van window.
Probably.
See you after.
He seems quite well accomplished.
I hate him. But I also respect him, and I don't know why.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a question for you both. I used to work in a gum clinic.
Come on.
We're cooking on gas,
come on,
bitches. And we often had people come into the clinic with an array of different sexual health issues. On one occasion, a lady who had just returned 10 days ago from a holiday in Magaluf, she came in. She was complaining of pain in her lower abdomen.
Oh, don't.
It was even too tender to touch, she exclaimed.
Oh, good grief.
The doctor began asking the usual questions to build a full picture using the symptoms and any relevant history. She informed us that on her holiday of 14 days, she had sexual intercourse more than 14 times.
Shut the front door. With 14 different people?
With more than 14 sexual partners.
Sorry.
Honestly,
sorry.
She has had a really busy, busy holiday.
That's, I mean, you need a holiday after that holiday.
Her vagina needs a week off after
goodness
that.
Goodness me.
Listen, I'm not, we're
sorry
not here to judge.
No, I'm not. And I feel we are doing it. And I'm really sorry. But if a bloke had done that and people say, oh, you'd think he was a legend. No, I wouldn't. I'd think he was horrendous.
I'd think he was disgusting and he needs his nostrils
done. This proves my point. Always what? Much easier for a woman in Magaluf. Much easier to fuck 14 people than for a man in Magaluf.
Do you think?
Oh, the men, they're lining up, man, the blokes.
Yeah, that is true.
Lining up.
That yeah happened in do you know how I used to work in Rhodes?
You never mentioned that you worked in
just
Rhodes.
Just for a few years.
You'll be telling us you worked in Pontins next.
Oh, wow. Jealous. <much. laughs> Falaraki
yeah
was like 15 minutes from where I lived.
Got you.
And do you remember years ago there was that programme Falaraki Uncovered?
Yeah, and club reps were set in.
Yes,
like
and club reps was
yeah
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got told that was like 10 years previous to when I worked there.
Yeah.
What happened was it was really heaving, Falaraki. Like, it used to be so busy.
Mm.
People watched that programme and then they just got an influx of men
yeah
and young lads.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't.
I went there one of them years.
Yeah, there wasn't
horrible
many girls went. It was just all lads.
And they were all fighting. It was awful.
Right, oh, was it?
It was
oh
awful.
No.
Two weeks in Falaraki when I was 16 with my mates mm-hmm is the most scared I've ever been in my life.
Oh.
But went out on a night and it was just rough as fuck.
Well, blame the
so
program.
Horrible. Yeah, well, we went because of that program as well.
Well,
we were like, oh, class, this is mint. Horrendous.
But no girls went.
Nah, hardly
I think,
any girls.
I think a lot of women watched the program and went, I'm all right for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, didn't think that through. Didn't think that through.
I always found that very funny.
God, it was awful.
Yeah. Well, it was all right when I was there. Had a lovely time. So, she's had a right one.
Yeah, I mean, 14. I don't want to judge here, but over 14, I mean, that's more than one a day. I mean, because when you get a 14-night holiday, you never get your 14, do you?
You don't
get... You've got a couple of travel days.
You lose a couple of days.
You lose a couple of days there.
She's
at least a day and a half.
For it.
Good grief.
It could have been a pool party on one
Jesus
of the days.
Christ.
Listen, we are not judging her massively.
I'm kind of judging her.
Well, you might judge her more when you hear the rest of the story.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. It was clear that she was most likely suffering from some form of STI.
Oh, gosh.
So, do you know what it is? Sleep with 14 different people. Just use a condom.
Just... Not one. Use 14 different condoms. Don't be rinsing it.
Oh, well, hey.
Don't be.
What about the planet?
Oh yeah, how are you? Come back to my hotel. Oh, 2 seconds. Where's that last lad? Can I have that condom? Would you quickly take that off? This new lad wants it. Not a problem, love. There you go.
Ew.
Pleasure doing business with you. Thank you for your time.
Oh, don't say pleasure doing. Don't. And you know I use that phrase.
What? Pleasure doing business with you?
When me and Robin play shops.
Oh, right. I thought you meant during sex. No, you
no.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you ruining it.
Sorry.
You, when me and Robin play shops and after, I shake his hand and he says, pleasure doing business with you. And I say, pleasure doing business with you.
Okay, well.
I don't want to be reminded of this lass getting shagged off 14 different people when I'm playing shops with my little boy.
Right.
So, okay, thank you.
Well, maybe you're doing the wrong podcast.
After further tests, bizarrely, nothing was coming back positive, and the mystery STI could not be identified.
Right, I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
I should have kept this for Rosie's mystery,
shouldn't I? Can I guess?
Yeah.
There's something stuck in there. There's me guess.
Okay.
Keep going.
Let's see, Chris. It was at this stage the doctor decided that a visual inspection would add to his investigation to confirm what her issue was. Upon having a very thorough look with the speculum, he looked up at me with a puzzled look on his face. The patient was lying on her back at this point, so was luckily unable to see his face. He asked me to pass him a pair of forceps.
Oh, no.
He reached quite deep into her vagina and pulled out a pair of green bikini bottoms.
No.
Upon showing the article of clothing to the young lady, she sat up and stated, wow, I lost those on the first night of me holiday.
Fuck off. No.
It would appear she was booked, but yeah, so hard upon her first night on holiday, her bikini bottoms were pushed right up inside her, where they remained for the next 24 days.
Just getting pushed in further and further each time.
This is
absolutely revolting.
I know. They had caused quite a severe infection, and it was that which was causing all the pain. And there's a question
Good
here.
Good Lord. Sorry, I don't want the question here. Can we just take a moment?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, sorry, that's the second time I've read that. You just digest
come
that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
She hasn't even bothered to, slide them to the side.
Just how does it happen? Just smashing straight into them like kicking a door in. Good God.
And they've just crumpled up.
Do you know, can you remember at the end of Gladiators where they used to swing on the rope and go through the big bit of the big massive poster? Is that what happened?
And then the poster's gone with them.
Yeah, because some of them would swing off it and they'd be covered in the big poster. Is that what's happened?
I think that's what's happened. That's what's happened, unfortunately.
Right, and do you know what? This is really bad. Do you know what I now know?
What?
I bet you there were them ones that tie
the
on
ones
each side.
The ones that tie at the back,
the
at
ones
the side.
That tie on each side, yeah. And then they were just pushed straight
in. Yeah.
Why do I know that?
Because they always come loose.
I can't believe there wasn't at least a bit of string hanging out the next morning. I mean, how pissed do you have to be? Good God.
She was right back on it not long after.
Oh, for fuck. Hey.
It's so grim, isn't it?
It's really grim. I hope we don't sound sexist here, but it is really grim.
This is another female. That's vile. If one of my friends told me that they had a bikini bottom stuck inside their vaginal pot, I would be horrified. And I'm telling you now, I don't think I'd hang around with them anymore. Because
definitely wouldn't be borrowing swimming suits.
Oh, absolutely not. Imagine.
Can
holiday.
I borrow a bikini? Not the green one. not even the top. I don't want it. It's associated with it. Not even the top.
That is horrible. That's not a male female. That's
bikini
horrible.
Bottoms.
Do you want the question?
Yes, but first I've got a question.
Oh.
Did you keep them? Did you take them home and wash them? Would you take them home? Would you?
Chris, I'm not trying to... I've had a little bit of a promiscuous past, right? Okay, we're very open with each other.
Right.
Do not put me into this bracket. I would never get myself in a situation where I lost a pair of my bikini bottoms up my vagina.
Right.
So let's not.
Okay, but my question is...
Right, what's your question?
If you could put yourself, you're an actress, if you could put yourself in her
head. Right.
Would you take them home and wash them and keep them? And then be like, these are the ones that got stuck up me fanny. Look at these, everyone. Or would you just throw them in the bin in the gum clinic?
Depends how much they were.
Fantastic.
Depends where I got them from.
All I wanted to know.
Do you know what I mean?
Primark.
Supermarket own brand? No.
Okay.
Monsoon? Yeah. Possibly.
Got you.
Right. Fair enough. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Do you want the question?
Yes.
Okay. So my question is to you both. Have you ever lost your swimming costume on holiday and found it 24 days later inside of yourself? And that's it.
Oh, I need a little while to think about this. No.
Me neither.
Did I ever tell you when I went to the foam party? Have I told this story? Or at the foam party?
Oh, gosh, you know what it is? I love the idea of a foam party, but being there, they're really sad.
They're really horrible. And then you go right in the middle of the foam. You're like, why is the foam not starting? Why is the foam not starting? When will the foam start? Oh, my God, get me out of here. Just, I'm dying.
I remember walking around a foam party in Falaraki and thinking, oh, I'll just run my hands through the foam plasters. Just
tab
loads. Yeah, disgusting.
They used to do a water... When I worked in Ibiza, they did a water party in Esparadís and in the corner where all of the stuff just gathered. So people would like jump in the water off the sides and it was just tab ends, backy, condoms.
Horrible.
Just bits of money, which was kind of good. Right. A couple of euros floating there. That was canny. So I went to the foam party with all my mates. I had t-shirt on and shorts and were in the foam having a great time. Mm. And I jumped up and down all night to the music, just jumping up and down all night, just jumping all night, having a lovely time. Next day, had friction burnt the end of my dick and both my nipples.
Because of the foam.
Because of the wet clothes just going up and down on us.
The end of your dick.
Friction burned the end of my
you're
dick.
Circumcised.
I'm circumcised, so it was like the end sort of my dick was like if me face, if me nose, guys, is where the wee comes out of the end of the dick, sort of top of my forehead is where I'd burnt.
Oh, so not the end end?
Not the end end, the sort of top, because it points down, doesn't it? So the sort of top front. The porch. The roof of the
shaft,
porch.
The shaft.
The top, yeah, top front of that. And both my nipples.
Oh,
nipples were scabbed over. Scabbed over they were. Honestly, I couldn't even sunbathe the next day.
Do you know what it is?
If I couldn't put a t-shirt on either, I had to stay in the room. I get some Sudocrem off Carl Hutchinson.
Why do I feel like I saved you? From this really weird little life.
Well, don't get us wrong. I was fucking 18 or something at the time. I haven't been doing that ever since.
Oh, bless
you. Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. Friction burning that. Oh,
good
goodness
times.
Me. Oh.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This is a story / question about pregnancy because, you know, still pregnant.
Are you pregnant?
5 weeks left.
What?
5 weeks left until I can have a bottle of, until the baby is here.
Yes.
/ until
the baby can have a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a story and a question for you. When I was pregnant for the second time with my son, who was born during this year's lockdown, I had a very strange pregnancy craving that I haven't told anyone.
Oh. We're talking about food craving here or what?
Well, you just have to wait and see.
Oh.
Maybe Zav bigged that up or she's bigged that up because it's not as horrific as it sounds.
Well, didn't your mum, was it your mum who used to eat when she was pregnant? She used to eat shampoo?
Yeah, my mum would put Vosine on her wrist, rub it in, then lick it off.
Right.
Which is awful.
Who is it who used to eat cement?
Your mum.
My mum.
Your mum used to go round the back of, whose house was it? Whose house was it? Was
can't
it
remember.
Her mum and dad's
house?
Was
this when she was pregnant or was this when she was a kid?
I think it was when she was pregnant. And she used to eat, like, the plaster off the back of the house.
Is that right? Fucking raccoon.
No. Was it when she was pregnant or when she was little?
Bloody water coming in here. Is that Anne Ramsey being round again? eating the plaster. She's had the render off. She's had the fucking render off.
Yeah. I think it was, like, the cement in between the bricks. We'll have to ask her because I can't remember.
Weird. I'm not ringing her.
No. I think my mum used to eat orange peel as well.
Oh,
I've really looked out. I don't get anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what has happened though?
What?
I don't like all my disgusting stuff.
What do you mean?
I've had nothing pickled for months.
Really?
Well, you'd think.
You don't like pickled stuff anymore?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
But then when the baby comes, I'll be back on the roll mops and the gherkins and all that. But at the minute.
Fish and jars staring at us from the fridge. Great.
I'm just. Got nothing. Bar dairy milk a night.
It's actually crazy how much dairy milk you
love. I do love dairy milk.
Suck it dry, don't you?
It's a lovely process. Chris loves it.
That's what they'd find if you went to the gum clinic with a pain. That's what they'd find. They'd find a dairy milk wrapper.
What?
That's what they'd find in you.
You absolutely would never... Oh. Right. Every night, I would have a bath or a shower to wash away the day dealing with my crazy toddler.
Got you.
With my shower, I would pour myself a cold glass of water and pop in a bath sponge to soak up the water. And then whilst in the shower or bath, I would suck the water out of the sponge.
Right.
It's not that bad, is it?
It's weird.
Mm.
It is weird. That's weird. I want to know where this sponge has been. I want to know the history of the sponge.
I knew you'd ask that. I knew you'd ask if it was a new or old sponge.
Yeah, who's been wiping their arse with that? Who's been, you know, cleaning their gooch in that? Dean in between their toes.
That's a nice word, isn't it?
Gooch.
Gooch.
Great, isn't it? Did I ever tell you about what happened to me, gooch and Falaraki? Have I never told you about this?
What happened to you, gooch and Falaraki? Come on. Let's find out.
The sequel to the TV series How I Met Your Mother. What happened to my gooch in Falaraki? I randomly scratched me gooch one day in Falaraki. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that feels amazing, didn't it, when you scratch your gooch? And for a laugh, I was saying to the lads, oh, it feels amazing when you scratch your gooch. And I was scratching it, mm-hmm. and one of my mates was laughing so much, I kept doing it. And the next day, I couldn't walk. I scratched my gooch that much, I'd hurt it. So there's a lesson in there, kids.
I would not have found you attractive.
That was it.
At that age.
Not many people did. That was the year before Magaluf, though.
Right.
So, yeah.
So this is the year before the chafage.
This is before the nipples and the tiddler.
Right.
So there you go.
So you scratched your gooch that much.
Scratched it so much one day.
For a joke.
For a joke, and it felt really nice. And then so the next day, couldn't walk.
How sensitive is your skin? Were you scratching it like over clothes or underneath?
No, I was
like fully
going for it.
Going for it.
Yeah.
It's not like you.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, when you're getting the laughs, you just got to keep scratching that gooch.
The sponge sucking lady.
Yes.
Goes on to say, if I ran out of water, I would get out, fill up the glass, and start again. It became such an overwhelming craving that I would have to have my shower with the sponge every night.
So weird.
I'm ashamed to say I never replaced the sponge. I know, but I just couldn't stop. I don't know why this was the craving. Maybe my body just needed more water. Can't think why it had to be from a bath sponge, though.
Weird.
Very strange.
It's weird because I can kind of get on board with this, because when I was a kid, I remember thinking, like, I remember I would brush my teeth, right? It was just it wasn't an electric toothbrush that hadn't been invented.
No.
And I'd put my toothbrush. Do you ever do that thing where you put your toothbrush under the cold tap and then go?
Yes. Oh, you used to love that.
Nicest water ever.
Yeah.
Pour a glass, not the same.
Doesn't taste the same.
So there you go.
But I used to love not a glass, because you wouldn't have a glass.
You're
going to
say a cup of water in the bath.
Cup of water from the bath, the bath tap.
A cup of water in the bath.
It was absolutely delicious. It was, and
it's not
I've
mains
done it
fed,
before.
It's from your tank. It's from your header tank. It's not mains fed, so it shouldn't really be.
It's just lovely.
Drank. Right, okay.
Really, is it bad for you?
I don't know if it's bad. It's just not as clean as mains water.
But it's nice, though.
Right.
Fresh as out.
That's because you're in a hot bath.
That'll be why. I still do it now sometimes if I have a glass of juice. I run out and I'm like, I'm having a little drink of this.
I just can't ever see myself drinking from a sponge and thinking that's okay.
A sponge. I used to do that when I was a kid. But it was warm. Yeah, just drink the bath water.
Right, okay.
From the bath.
So you just drank your bath water.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's up there with, you know, the little cheap bottles of pop, cartons of pop I used to get at school. Put the straw in the top. Not that nice. Bite the bottom and squirt it into your mouth.
I was going to say, you're doing it the absolute loser's way.
Yeah, yeah.
Bite a bit of the bottom off and squirt it in your mouth. What you want to be doing.
Bigger the hole, the worse it tasted. But if it was a tiny little hole and it took like hours to drink, it tasted amazing.
Yeah. They were so good.
I mean, I'd love to see, you know, Jamie Oliver or someone get a hold of them now and go, right, so this is just water and sugar. Water, sugar and colour, and that's all this is.
Oh, it's cancer in a cup.
Wow. Are you doing their advertising slogans? Because that's a banger, that. That'll sell. Fucking grimmest thing I've ever heard.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I'm currently listening to episode 92 and the story of the worst first date ever. And I think perhaps I can top this.
What?
Although it was date number two.
Right. She thinks she can top the worst man on the planet.
No, it doesn't involve the worst man on the planet. It's just an unfortunate occurrence. Okay. As date number one had gone swimmingly, he had suggested coming to my flat to cook for me.
Ooh.
We went to the shops, picked up some ingredients and wine, and then he made us a delicious meal. That's sweet.
Okay, well, already it's better than the other one, so yeah. I don't see where this is going.
Once we had ate, we moved to the living room to watch some TV and wind down with a glass of wine.
Ooh.
Everything was going great, and we were laughing hysterically at something I had said. Oh.
Hysterically.
All right.
Hysterically.
I'm mint on a night out, mate.
As a comedian, I respect that.
Do you?
We were laughing hysterically at something I said. It was one of me zingers. She's getting, she deserves credit. Hey. Some credit from me for
well,
that.
Well, she's actually added after this. I must admit, I felt quite proud he found me so funny.
There we go.
He was laughing so hard, he accidentally let out a huge fart.
Great.
I know.
That's that good. That or a snort. A snort's good.
That's what you want.
A fart, even better.
Yeah. You're thinking a fart. Not so bad. Could be worse. You're right. It could be worse.
Shut up.
His laughing immediately ceased, and a look of horror and pure humiliation passed over his face. It was at this moment he looked at me and declared, I've just shit myself on the sofa. Just book. Now, I don't know about either of you, but as a 22-year-old woman, I didn't know how to react to a 27-year-old man telling me he had just followed through on my sofa.
Wow.
The story does get even funnier, though. I mean, she is cooking on gas.
Rosie, don't be hating her. Sorry, have you ever laughed anyone into shatting their pants? Because I'm a professional comedian, and I haven't.
Actually, right, okay. Okay.
I've got to give her this. She should do stand-up.
I'll take back what I said.
You've got to.
You're right. She,
you've got to take it back.
He has literally shat himself.
He's literally
she
shat
is
himself
so funny.
Laughing.
Who is this?
She's the funniest person in the world.
Who is this woman?
This is amazing.
Joan Rivers? Anyway. When I tell you that not too long ago I started a new job and some of us in the office were discussing our worst dates and one of my new colleagues took his turn storytelling and went on to say, this wasn't me, but one of my best mates once went to a girl's house and shit himself on her settee.
That's amazing!
After some showing of photographs, we confirmed it was indeed the same person.
Oh my God!
It says here at the end, Newcastle really is a small world.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He shat himself on a sofa.
Yeah.
Then she met someone who knew him. Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's nice, that, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Mm. What's it called, that? What is it when it's like onomatopoeia?
No.
What's it called then?
No, what, you know, called, keep going. Onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like what it is.
Okay,
like
what's it called?
Splash.
Like justification?
No.
Nuance?
Nope.
Don't know. Right, I've lost.
What, do you
what
mean?
Was I saying?
What do you mean?
What is this? When it's not...
Coincidence.
That's...
You are joking. Are you fucking serious? Onomatopoeia. Nuance. What was the other one? Justice. Coincidence was the word you were looking for.
Yes.
Fuck me. Anyone ever fucking emails in and slags me off for correcting Rosie again, you can all fuck right off.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, it's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
you sort of dialed that back a bit because
well,
our celebrity's on Zoom with me, didn't you?
We've actually got her here and it's a bit embarrassing.
Well, we know that, like us, many of you have been spending more time at home, more lunch breaks than ever before have been at home this year. It's not always easy to keep things fresh or actually take a break. You always end up doing
That's
stuff.
True.
You always end, you know, you're contactable on Zoom and stuff. But if there's one person who knows how to reclaim your lunch breaks and start enjoying it again, it's Steph McGovern. Welcome, Steph!
Woo!
Hi, Thank Steph.
You Lovely to see you both.
And you. Yeah, we're doing this by Zoom, everyone. So you'll see Steph's lovely face.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I actually feel like I'm getting more northern instantly just by looking at you both. Like, do you think that? You just get more and more northern when you
100%.
Well, you see, we're still here, Steph. We've never left. We're still South Shield, so we're surrounded by it all the time. But you're a bit further. You're Middlesbrough, aren't you?
Yeah, Middlesbrough. But actually, I was born in North Shields. Not many people know that. They obviously
North Shields, just across the ferry from us. There we go.
But you know what? I'm always jealous of South Shielders, or whatever you call yourselves, because you've got so many amazing people who've come from South Shields, haven't you? Like, every time there's a talent show, there's always someone South Shields.
I think there's something we've in the Marine Park pond.
There must be something in the water.
People
yeah,
are drinking stuff. Yeah, we've got loads.
We've got
of people
Joe McCaldry,
from
Sarah Milliken. We've got Jade Thirlwell. We've got
Perry Edwards.
Perry Edwards. Yeah. Ridley Scott. Yeah. Although I think he actually denies it. yeah, it's nice little place.
The thing that I've always wanted to ask you two, right, is how you manage to work together and, like, actually also have an amazing relationship. Like, how do you do it?
Do you want to answer? I mean, I've got a very short answer.
Okay.
It's a daily struggle.
do you know what? It was a lot easier before COVID hit. Let's put it that way. Because Chris wasn't here very often.
Yes, yeah, I suppose.
He's always on tour. Yeah, so it was like we had quite a nice little part-time relationship.
Yeah.
And I think we've just learned to adapt
a bit. You? I've missed you. Yeah. Now it's like, for a walk or something. Is there something you can do? But yeah, we do have moments. We had a moment yesterday. So some days, if we'll have a row as a couple, we'll have a row. But then we'll have the podcast to record later on. It happened yesterday, didn't it? We had a row in the morning. We had the podcast to record. So you kind of go off to your own separate part of the house. And there is a moment where you sit there going, well, we're probably not going to be able to do one this week because we're so fucking livid with each other.
No, it's true.
Yesterday was one of them days, wasn't
it? We've got better at that, though. I think professionalism takes over.
You have to forgive each other really quickly.
Yeah. I actually still harbour a little bit of resentment for that argument yesterday.
No, I'm seeing your face, Rose. I finished that row, love.
Yeah. No, it's still going in there, but I knew we had this. But tomorrow, Steph, we've got an out, so I'm not speaking.
That's a punishment. That's a bloody reward, that is.
Class.
So we've got a question here that says, what have you been doing during lockdown? But we know what you've been doing during lockdown. You've been smashing out the Steph's packed lunch show every single day, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been quite mad, like you guys are doing now. Originally, I was working from home, so we were going to launch the show back in April from the studios in Leeds, and then we couldn't because of lockdown. So we did it in my house for a few months, which was totally mad. So it was like me with a four-month-old baby and my partner also trying to work from home, just trying to do the show and passing the baby between us. So that was mad. So then when lockdown lifted, the first one, and then we got to get the studio finished and everything and then get into the studio. And we've made it so that we couldn't be closed down during lockdown. Like, we straight away went in with all really strict measures, and I get tested every couple of days and all that jazz. So I'm so grateful because I'm getting to go to work every day. So for me, I'm buzzing because I'm get in the car in the morning, go to work, do my show, come home, and I'm like, I've had a class day.
No traffic.
I feel guilty actually because, you know, I appreciate so many people are stuck at home, and that can be quite hard in so many ways. And I'm I feel quite cheerful at the minute.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, most importantly, please tell us about your show, Steph's Packed Lunch.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a kind of mix of chat with just people we get on quite regularly. And so we get various different celebs and stuff on. But also we have our own group of what we call lunch mates. And these are just normal people who come in and they're kind of an audience, but now they're part of the family and they're regularly returning people, our lunch mates. And they come in and they join in all the chat as well. And, you know, try the food that the chef's making and things. So it's very much a program that's driven by the people who come in to be in the lunch mate gang.
So Steph, which is the best dish? Which celeb chefs cook the best dish?
And that's really hard to answer. So we've got one of our celeb chefs is John Waite, who won Bake Off a few years ago. So he does the most amazing cakes, to the point where every time I bring home a load of cakes as well and then hand them out to the neighbours because they're all watching going, oh, we saw John Waite was on. Can you just do us a little plate of whatever?
Oh, so that's amazing.
They're going around with food.
I know the feel-good segment's one big bit. So what's your sort of feel-good moment that sticks out so far?
Yeah, well, we do. Every day we always try and get someone on who's got an inspirational story or whatever. So, for example, this week we had a lad on called Charlie Christensen who loves musical theatre, but he was really bullied at school for it. It's kind of a bit Billy Elliot-esque. And he came on and just did this amazing story about how he'd beaten the bullies. And he was just really inspirational. He's only 10 and I love stuff like that. So he came on with his mum and he's now doing a charity single with a load of West End stars and things.
Oh, amazing. I love that so much.
So my next question for you is, right, how many shows have you done now together?
Well, as of today, recording, middle of November, we've done 91.
Right.
92 technically, because was it the third episode or the second episode that we had to re-record because we're in a really bad mood with each other?
Oh yeah, we had to scrap a full episode because it was passive aggressive. So, like... it was terrible. So yeah, also 92 we've done.
We called it episode 3, take 2 or something, and there's like the fans keep campaigning for to release it.
We'd have to listen to it again because it was so bad. We'd had such a bad argument that day.
Like, and I feel like from listening, like, we've learned so much about you. Is there anything, like, left to know about you? It's like, are you worried you're going to run out of chat?
Always.
Yeah.
After 5 episodes, we were like, well, that's us empty. And here we are.
And there's always something every week where we either, one of us will say something and we go, I didn't know that about you. Or about past or something like that.
Just a couple of weeks ago, she told us that when she was a kid, she used to sit in her bath and pretend she was doing a TV show, and the flannel was a fish, and pretend she was in the bath with a fish.
Did you do that, Steph? Bear in mind, that is now... Oh, that's not your job, obviously, sitting in the bath with a flannel. But you are a TV presenter. And so did you ever, when you were a kid...
Yeah, well, I was an only child, so I still am. Yeah, and so I was forever playing games at every type of situation you can imagine. You know, I ran my own shop. You know, I used to fill up people's cars in the garden, like, all just in my head.
Yeah.
Aww. Creating all these different situations because that was the only thing you could do when you're on your own.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. I love it. Steph, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
I certainly have. It's so lovely to be on your podcast. I love
thank
it.
You. We'll definitely be tuning in. You guys listening can catch Steph's Packed Lunch on Channel 4 at 12:30 every day during the week. Enjoy.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
Take care. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Brown Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you very much indeed, guys. It's a pleasure to have you here listening to us prattle on about, I mean, fuck knows, to be fair, this week especially.
It's been a bit of one of those weeks, hasn't it?
It has indeed. The book is out. The book hasn't got a load of gobbledygook in. I'm genuinely still very, very proud of the book. Yeah. The book is out. Obviously still in time for Christmas. There is new merch on the website now. We've got onesies, we've got robes, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. And please send your Christmas stories to shagmarinoid@gmail.com and we'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.